Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Yeah, there should be some passion. This doesn't have to be boring. Boring.
Hey, one thing the game needs is more people like you.
Still have grown men run around tight pants.
It's Mookie Betts.
It's Daniel Bard.
It's Steve Aoki.
There's Salt Lamakia.
This is Brock Holt.
Hey, this is John Lester.
Baseball
isn't boring.
Welcome to Baseball Isn't Boring. Here's your host, Rob Radford.
High fly ball to left. Going back is Marsh to the wall. And there it is. Andrew McCutchen, number 300 here in Philadelphia. His first of the season and a milestone moment for a Pirate great. Andrew McCutchen gives the Pirates a 9-2 lead in the ninth. His 300th career home run.
There you have it. Greg Brown with an excellent call of an excellent home run from Andrew McCutchen. It's an excellent home run because it's his 300th home run. So congratulations to McCutchen. Great milestone. Great call on that. Once again, home run call of the day. Baseball isn't boring. Hope everybody had a great weekend. It's a great way to start the week. No question about it. At BB isn't boring. At BB isn't boring. You know the drill. If you haven't already, subscribe. It's easy. You subscribe, pops up on your phone, you hit play, your day is better because you have the great game of baseball to listen to in one form or fashion. And in today's form is an awesome fashion. I'm going to tell you that right now. It's Kenley Jansen. He was returning to the podcast, friend of the show. As he documents at the very end of the podcast, it is his favorite podcast. It is the best podcast. And that's what he says. So I'm going to believe him. He also says a lot of other stuff. Kenley had a momentous day on Sunday. He got the save, but not after putting a few guys on, loading the bases with nobody out. Got out of it, punctuating it with a strikeout of Mike Trout, which is, it's almost bizarre how much Kenley Jansen dominates Mike Trout. I mean, when you're 1-for, I think it's 14 now, with 9 strikeouts, that's crazy, considering you're the best hitter in baseball. So, anyway, Kenley Jansen punctuates that, and then after the game, he gets into in-depth with reporters talking about the baseballs. And a subject that we've had to talk about on the podcast before, I looked it up back in July. A good friend, another friend of the program, Matt Strom, had said like how all over the place baseballs were last season. And now Kenley's talking about how these baseballs that he was using, he kept having to throw them out because they were so slick. They weren't rubbed up. They can't get these baseballs right. In other words, they just can't get these baseballs right. All right. But this podcast, Kenley talks about the dynamic of this Red Sox team. Remember, we had Kenley on in spring training. It was, let's just say it was uncomfortable the way that he was heading into spring training, considering he didn't know if he was going to be on the team. He didn't know what to make of the team. Well, turns out he is much more optimistic about the team that he's on. And it's also a completely different dynamic that he's been used to at any other point in his career, with so many under 30-year-olds on the Red Sox. So that's a different dynamic. But the second half of this podcast is where Kenley really gets rolling. I give him the opportunity to power rank reasons why all these pitchers are getting hurt. Well, his power rankings was one and then everything else. Basically just one. And that one was the pitcher's clock. The clock, which everyone's talking about. He said, I don't want to get rid of the clock, but let's not turn a blind eye. This is Kenley talking, paraphrasing. Let's not turn a blind eye to the fact that this is causing injuries. This dynamic is causing injuries, so we have to adjust it. In other words, instead of going from 20 seconds to 18 seconds, what are we doing? Let's take a step back. Let's not be prideful, and let's adjust it accordingly. So he's very pointed, very opinionated. I thought presents a pretty good case. And always good to have Kenley on the podcast. All right. Well, I hope again you had a great weekend, and I hope this is a great way to start your week. Kenley Jansen.
He's back and better than ever.
Baseball isn't boring.
Yeah.
Isn't boring.
Oh,
at all.
He's not at all.
You know, hopefully we can play a little bit longer. Instead of 2 hours and 20 minutes.
well, listen. It's you are the straw that serves a drink when it comes to this podcast.
Yeah,
it's much better than Mookie Best podcast. We can agree on that.
Don't say that. That's my boy.
No, I shouldn't say that. I take that back. It's two different. We can all get along.
Anything that dude do, man.
It is credible, right?
It's unbelievable.
It's nuts.
Man. He can do everything. I really think he can fly the plane too. You know, that's how good he is.
Can I tell you when he came on the podcast when I went out to Los Angeles last year in September, he told me that he was going to learn Spanish, become fluent in Spanish.
Really?
In the off season.
Uh-huh.
I don't think he did.
He didn't do it?
I don't know. I haven't talked to him.
Maybe he was too busy probably.
But I honestly, Kenley, no lie, it was one of my, we always have great conversations, but we did 20 minutes on this podcasting, on how doing a podcast has helped him. And you can probably appreciate this. It's like when people come and interview you, it's like you're just in front of your locker, you're just talking or whatever. But when you're doing a podcast, you have to learn how to talk to people, especially when you're a host. You have to ask questions.
Yeah.
You have to listen. 100%. You know, you have to listen.
Mm-hmm.
So I think you're going to be good at it.
Yeah.
In 7 years when you retire.
7 years when you retire. I like that.
Did you talk to Kimbrel when he was here?
We talk.
Is he in Cooperstown? Or?
Nah. I mean, that's for you guys, man. I mean, I have zero opinion on that. You know, I think that's for you guys to get me in.
I know what your opinion is. You want to go.
I mean,
let's go.
Listen, I mean, if you get this close, right? I mean, what, I have 423 saves now, and, you know, you have a thing that you can accomplish, a very special thing. Why not work harder for it? You know, I think, you know, I'm close to the finish line, and, you know, I think it's time to get the pace up, and maybe when we get to the finish line, we sprint.
You know, try to get Billy Wagner in. That'll help.
I think, like I say, it's all for you guys to vote on that.
Hey, I only have one vote.
All I can do, man, is go every day and try to help my team win ball game. And I don't think it would be a better story to the Overlook Red Sox right now, a very young team.
Ooh, I like this. This is now you. This is, you know, the Kenley Jansen hype video.
Yeah,
let's go.
Exactly. You know, be a part of this and try to bring this team to playoffs. Like I say, we have a good team, I believe. I know we broken right now because Travis Story is out. You know, Pivetta's out. You know, Devers, you know, questionable. So we have a few key players that's out, but I think it's a very young and very talented team, and these guys come to the ballpark every day excited and wanted to win ball games. And I think me being a part of this story and trying to get this team into the playoffs, I think that can showcase that even better, you know. So
it's going
to
be
I want to be the best out there to try to help my team win ball games. that will take care of itself.
So I sort of asked you this, I think it was in Seattle, but it was real quick. You were also like, I didn't realize you were like, had a bad back and everything, so I apologize. So, but it was, but I say, hey, is this team better than you thought? And I'll rephrase it this way.
Yeah.
Is it different than you thought? Because, like, you know, when you go into it, you don't know what a team is. You know, you don't know, like, what the dynamic is. And so maybe it is different and better than you thought it was. I don't know. Is it different and better?
It's a little different, yeah. I mean, we have, you know, Tyler O'Neill now is athletic, you know, great bat, you know, great righty. Our bullpen got, you know.
But you never played on a young team like this.
No.
So it's different.
No, I don't think, even my early LA days that we didn't go to playoffs, I think we still have, you know, an older group of guys.
Yeah.
But this is my first team that I'm playing that is so young, and shoot, I'm the second oldest guy on the team, I believe. Second or third.
Who's the oldest?
I think Chris Martin is the oldest.
Okay.
You know? So
there's not a lot of guys over 30, I can tell you that.
No. So I think me, Chris Martin, Liam is up there too, Chase Anderson. So yeah, we all in the bullpen, you know, but this team is young. It's young.
And so having not done it before, not weird, but it must be different because these kids are like, hey, yeah, this is awesome. We get slippers in the hotel room. It's awesome.
No, it is awesome. You know, I think we need to learn when we have tough time to not be too down on ourselves and don't have to play with a tight, you know.
Yeah.
We don't have to play with pressure.
You can see that.
Yeah, so I just want us to relax and have fun, man. I think when these kids are going to have fun out there and relax, it's April, and just play a good game. You know, we're going to win, we're going to lose. So it don't matter. Like, we're not going to win at all. You know, so, but if we be consistent, I think we should be okay.
Can I tell you that it's better that way than having to be like, have guys come in and say, cut the crap. You know, cut the crap. We're doing this the wrong way. It's better to have guys trying too hard.
Yeah, that's good. I mean, that's good. You know, it's not a bad thing, but it's a thing that also you got to exhale. You know, you can't sprint and you can't, you know, you're going to pass out. You know, so if you go on the 100 meter or 400 meter and try to go a run, you know, you got to pace yourself, you know, so that's what we need to do right now. We just got to, you know, it's a marathon right now, you know, so just pace yourself and breathe, and it's okay. You know, it's okay to make mistakes, you know, don't put too much that I can't make mistakes, because when you can't make mistakes, you're going to make mistakes.
You tell guys that?
I mean, you know, we talk, I'm not sitting in the group, like
you're
like,
not getting on a stool in the middle of the clubhouse and say,
No.
But
I think, you know, when a few guys talk, we talk, and, you know, we all try to help each other and try to be better in any kind of ways.
Yeah. You know, how many marathons do you think I've run?
None.
Six and a half.
Six and a half?
Yeah, I've run this Boston Marathon thing, six and
you
a half.
You did?
Why do you look so surprised?
Cool. I mean,
six and a half times.
That's impressive. What happened with the half though?
I thought I could mentally do it without training very hard.
Oh no! But you gotta train, man.
Nah. But here's the thing, okay? My best one, four, and we're talking about this because the Boston Marathon, as we sit here, is right around the corner, and you're gonna have to get up crazy early for the game.
Oh man. I mean, listen, man, it's a beautiful thing. It's a great experience that I'm having so far in my life. I feel like, you know, see how the city celebrates. But, man, I hate myself getting up like 5:30 in the morning.
Last year was the first time you had to do it, though.
Yeah,
that was when you were like, "Are you kidding?" When you look at the schedule, when you become a member of the Boston Red Sox, you're like, "Wait, this has to be a misprint."
Yeah.
Games at 11:00 in the morning.
11:00. You know, I mean, I did it one time in Washington. You know, but yeah, now doing this, and especially me living, you know, in the city, you know. You know, some streets are closed, and you gotta figure out how to get to the ballpark. You know, so hey, man, once I get here to the ballpark, I take a nap and
just get here early.
Yeah, and then from then, I'm putting the TV, watching the marathon, you know, and enjoying it just like every fan is enjoying it.
It's a good day.
It's a good day.
And
yeah.
So let me tell you,
you can't go wrong with it.
So let me tell you. So Will Ferrell did it the year before. I did it, and his coach agreed to coach me for whatever reason. So I was locked in. All the stuff that you do, heart rate monitor, I learned it all.
Mm-hmm.
So my goal was 4 hours. You know what I did it in?
4.5?
4 hours and 3 seconds. 3 seconds. You know, here's the lesson. This is something you live every day.
Yeah.
If you do things, make sure you do things the best you can.
That's all.
Because
that's
you don't want to have the regrets of the 3 seconds.
Yeah, at the end of the day, it's consistency, man. Consistency is going to get you there. So same thing with me. I got to be consistent in my craft. I got to be consistent in working out every day. Make sure my arm is right. Make sure my T-spine is right. My lower back, my hamstrings. You know, make sure my whip, you know, my shoulder is great. So every day you got to prepare yourself.
Yeah, I feel so.
It's going to be easier out there.
In case you forget that, remember, 4 hours and 3 seconds.
4 hours and 3 seconds. That's awesome.
3 seconds.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, so it's just awesome and it's terrible at the same time.
Why do you think that?
Because if I was like 3 seconds or 4 seconds faster, I would have.
You can't beat yourself on that, you know?
I know.
So,
I know, I don't.
At the end of the day, you got to see, like, hey, I put my work in, and
I still can't get over the look you gave me when I said I ran 6 marathons. So,
I thought you didn't do it, man.
It's a discipline. To me, it's a discipline. Yeah. It's like you working out. It's a discipline.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
All right. So, I want to ask you, if I may. We've talked about this last year, and it's been a big topic of conversation about the pitching injury stuff. I want you to power rank for me, if you can. And nobody knows for sure.
Yeah.
Power rank for me, what do you think are the issues? So here's some of the options. Pitch clock, chasing velocity, slipperier baseballs. I think Dwight Gooden said this the other day, you guys don't have bigger enough leg kicks anymore. I mean,
we can say anything we can say. You could tell any bodybuilder to, you know, when they go to competition or whatever, or when they're doing the lifting, you know, cut their 2-minute break in between to 30 seconds. And what do you think is going to happen with
that? So you're going with pitch clock.
I'm just asking that question.
No, it's just,
what do you think?
If
you're going to deadlift or do whatever, and you got to do like 5-6 reps, right? And then instead of taking like a minute or a minute 30 break or even two, and then be like, do it in 18 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think is going to happen?
Yeah. You're gonna rush and you're going to get out of whack.
Their back is going to blow, right?
Right.
They're going to blow their back, right?
Yeah.
So we got to sit here and be honest with ourselves. As much that we all, you know, like, they want to speed the game up and all that stuff. Yeah, it's a part of everything. You know, it's a part of guys, you know, the deliveries are different. It's better. Guys are trying to throw harder. But if you're going to be on the torque every time, less than 15 seconds, you know, what do you think is going to happen? You know, it's pitchers cannot step up and catch a breath and take a deep breath. And what's, you ask any doctors, right? When you have a panic attack or whatever, what do you think is going to get you out of it?
Slowing down.
Slowing down and breathe, right?
Yeah.
To your nose. And the breathing is a huge part of your body also, too. You know, to make sure your blood go everywhere. You know, when you throwing 100% and as hard as you can, what do you think is going to happen in your shoulders, in your forearm? All those little veins, you're going to freaking explode them all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So then you're not giving your body chance to, like, recover. I'm not saying being out there for 30 seconds in between every pitches, but, you know, I think, I'm not saying to eliminate the pitch clock either, but I'm just saying to, like, instead of, like, why
but
why
we have
so
to accept
rushed?
What's going on.
Yeah, why so rush 15 seconds and 18 seconds instead of, like, having 20 seconds, no matter what, man on base or man not on base, and have a pitcher to step up once or twice, you know, to catch his breath when he fall 0-1, 0-2, you know, instead of, like, 0-1, 0-2, you can't control, you got to keep going. Now it's ball three, ball four, you know, and then, you know, what it does do, you know, like, as Major League, anybody is anticipated right now, the Dodgers and the Braves, to play in the NLCS. You don't have Spencer Strider. One of your superstars, not there no more. You know, I mean, for me, pitching one inning, you know, I could feel the stress and what that does to your body, you know, the whole year, last year, and this year. And never have a lot of issue like I'm having the last 2 years. I'm not saying, yes, I'm getting older.
And yeah, but you work
still,
hard.
I'm still working hard and stretch, do all my stuff. You know, so many times my lower back locked up on me and all the stuff happening and, you know, I'm not available, this and that. But what does that? You know what I'm saying? I'm not... At some point, we got to look at ourselves and just grab our ego and take our pride away. And instead of trying to be the genius of the freaking league, you know, that I'm changing all the rules to basically, you know what? It's hurting, you know, it's hurting the game. It's hurting the game also. You don't want to see Garrett Cole out. You don't want to see Bieber out. You don't want to see Strider out, you know. Now we got Nick Pivetta with a, you know, forearm tightness. It's so many superstars out. Why? You know? And we can be in all that, oh, the data saying, how they pitching in high school and college. They was doing that already. You know? Was doing it already. You know? So we put one thing in that a human being's body need to have, you know, a second to recover also between pitches.
By the way, you were ahead of the curve. We sat, I think it was in Atlanta last year.
Yeah.
And it was in June.
Mm-hmm.
And you were saying that, and the other guy who came on the podcast, I think right before you did, said the same thing, Matt Strom. And they were saying the same thing. It's like, it's June. It's June of the first year. But wait. Wait to see what happens, because you guys could see it coming, you know?
Yeah, I told you. I mean, you're going to see more people going to get blown up. And what? You know, you're hurting people's family, you know? As much we do this as we love, but this is taking care of our family too, you know? And one thing we know, we have, you know, we average 3 years in the big leagues. And if you're a unicorn, you average more, 10 plus, you know? But team's going to be here forever. You know, owner's going to make their money forever. And to do that and hurt, you know, players, you know, you're basically taking foot away from other players. And I get it, it's a business that we don't care. It's another young arm. Call him up. You know, forget about that one. Mm. But shoot, man, I want to see Spencer Strider healthy. I want to see Garrett Cole healthy. I want to see Bieber healthy.
Mm.
You know, it's great for the game also, too.
Oh, yeah.
It's so great for the game, you know? So, I wish they can, you know, revisit this matter and put your egos and pride aside. You know, it's okay. We try it. We all try it. But make an adjustment, you know? Make an adjustment with it because it's hurting the game.
Is it 2 seconds? The 2 seconds they shaved off, is that made it? Can you notice that?
I say it was already tough last year.
No, that's what I mean. It's but that. This is the one thing I think we can all agree on. Like,
yeah,
why,
2 seconds, man. Let pitcher step off. I get it. You know, we tried to create more offense. You know, it's visible what Major League is doing. Mm. That you wanted to create more offense, wanted to create more base stealing, you know, so we can pick only twice. You know, like, why you put more disadvantage to pitchers, you know? So it's not fair, you know? So I get a fast runner in the ninth inning, I'm up by one, and I can only pick twice, you know? Yeah. It's like...
Do you sense, so, like, I said to you...
Put a pitch clock when you pick, put a time... Whenever you pick, you have to throw the ball, you know, to home. Like,
call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Something like that, you know, or yeah, something. It needs to be something. Just take their time and figure it out and what's best for baseball.
Do you get the sense that other, like I gave you the list of things and you picked the pitch clock, which is, you make a good case for it.
Yeah.
Talking to other pitchers, are they feeling the same
way? Yeah, people feel the same way. People say, same thing for us as a relievers. You know, you take down 30 seconds now, you know, for us to run. You know, and then we came and catch our breath, you know, and then we gotta throw the ball before certain seconds, and then we have to be ready to throw a ball. Innings go so fast. The league is such a free-swinging league now that you don't see guys work the counts no more. So by the time it's a 1-2-3 inning, we don't have time to warm up in the bullpen, and then we have to run, and then we have to warm up. What do you think is going to happen with us in the long run?
Yeah.
We're going to blow out.
And we're just feeling the effects, or not we, but you guys are feeling the effects now.
Yeah, right? I feel the effects. You know?
I mean, like, again, like last June, we didn't know.
Everybody, I'm not mentioning names, but everybody complained about it, especially in the bullpen, of how less of a second for us to warm up and be ready, you know? It's not fair, but what can we do, you know? We just got to follow the rules, something that Major League can just change anytime, any day, and doesn't even, you know, talk to the players.
You mentioned the trending toward hitting. You had another thing. You know about the traject machine? They can use that now. The hitters can use that during the game.
Yeah.
That's crazy to me. And that you can't use... You can't use
TrackMan.
TrackMan.
I can't use TrackMan to warm up with, but they can use the machine to...
That's crazy to me.
So... That's the truth, man. I hear so many people on TVs and this and that. Just say the truth, man. Say the truth and don't be around the bush. I'll never be around the bush my whole life. I'll always say what I have to say. And that's who I am. I don't care. You know, so I make sure that's how I'm raised. I make sure I say the truth. And that is the truth. I'm not saying to take the pitch cloth away. I'm just saying to make an adjustment to it. You know? So... You don't want a guy like me to throw a pitch every 28, 30 seconds either. You know, like, I'm okay with it.
Yeah.
To throw under 20 seconds. I'm okay, but we got to do something that sometimes a pitcher needs a breather. Like, if a hitter can't ask time out, a pitcher should ask time out too to catch his breath.
Yeah, that one doesn't, I don't get that one either.
You know, so it's not fair.
All right. Well, speaking of truth, what's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That's the truth.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 oh. O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.